And now, let's join Maggie Linton on SiriusXM Urban View.
Well, welcome back. Monday, the dynamic Ruth Poynter with her memoir, Still So Excited, My Life as a Poynter Sister. And Chris Young, the former talent executive for The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, will talk about his true passion, which is gardening. But we continue right now with the group you're listening to. They are a dynamic duo who share their love of music as Mama's Black Sheep. We are pleased to welcome vocalist and guitarist Ashlyn Miller and drummer and vocalist Laura Cerulli.
Well,
okay.
Cerulli. Trying to Americanize it. Cerulli's fine, but I like the Italian. Cerulli is good.
Cerulli. All right. We will use Cerulli then. Where'd you guys come up with the name of Mama's Black Sheep? Because you can't both be the black sheep of the family.
Oh, yes, we can.
Yeah, we definitely are both the black sheep of our family.
Pull the mics a little closer to your mouth.
Yeah,
they'll reach out. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. This is Ashlyn. And welcome to Channel 126 with Maggie. Anyway, we became Mama's Black Sheep, I think, when both of our siblings got the six-figure jobs and we decided to play music for a living. But neither one of our mothers thinks that we are the black sheep of the family because we're both the babies of the families of each respective family. But we just felt like it suited us since it's sort of like, you know, not the path of least resistance to take music all over the freaking world to people or whatever else. And so it just seemed to fit and it works and we're going with it. Mama's Black Sheep.
It's universal. Music is so universal. And you all do so many blended styles and things like that. Laura, talk just a little bit about how you two found each other, because you were on different paths for a long time, both of you.
We were. Well, we're kind of running in similar circles, but not really crossing paths for a while. And we met at a festival, actually, and ended up being on the same stage. We were both in different groups at the time and heard each other play. And she was in the middle of a recording with her former project, and they needed some percussion put on their CD. So they asked me if I would come record. So, like, the next week after we met, I'm in the studio with them and ended up doing some touring. And then, things sort of just intermingled for a while, and we were both doing separate things. And then after a time, we sort of just decided to book a month of shows together because we had a lull in both of our schedules, and we never looked back. It's been, going strong since then. So.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have something really funny to tell all you listeners. Thanks for listening, by the way. When Laura came in the studio, I was in the band Common Bond, and she came in the studio to do some percussion. And she goes, you know, I can lay down some backing vocals for you girls if you want. And we were like, no, that's okay. We got it. Because I didn't know that Laura sang. Now, once all of you hear Laura sing,
you know she can bang, but you didn't
know
she could sing.
You're going to know that I made the wrong decision.
That's funny. I guess that assumption didn't work out too well. And you don't just do the regular drums. You do a little bit of all kinds of drums.
Yeah.
You are truly percussion.
I am a percussionist and, schooled that way. And I was trained classically, but have always done a lot of different things and kind of tried to integrate things that speak to me into my own setup. So this drum that I brought with me today is a djembe, and it sits in the center of my regular drum kit. So
nice.
It's kind of fun to be able to just, you know, use the different colors that the different instruments provide and fit them in the music where it works.
Yeah. Ashlyn, when did you know that music was where you were supposed to be?
I was an artist. I painted, and then I was also, you know, a musician in high school. And so I prayed about it, and I decided if God gives me a voice and I'm supposed to be a musician, if I won a Scholastic Art Award, then I would have gone the other route. And I was coming down Dover and up Buckingham in Greensboro, North Carolina, and my voice finally had vibrato, and it sounded like a voice is supposed to sound to be a singer. And so it's been my passion and what I've done with my entire life. Straight out of college, I had gigs, and that's all I've ever done full time.
And guitar came naturally too, or
absolutely not. I could not stand the guitar. I started on piano just as soon as I could crawl up on the piano bench, and then when I couldn't fit the piano in the back of the car, time to go to college, I switched over to guitar because I needed the music. My soul needed the music more than I could carry a piano around, obviously. So I switched to guitar because it's more versatile.
And you all, your versatility and variety within music. You know, you could say, country, yeah. Soul, yeah. Jazz, blues. You just do a little bit of everything. Whatever comes good for you, huh?
Yeah, we don't like to really be pigeonholed into having to be one style of something. So We love all kinds of music, and so we perform all kinds of music.
All right. Yeah. Well, yeah, you're both sitting here. I know our listeners would love, and she's right there. You ready to go?
We're ready to go.
All right.
At the ready.
Tell folks what you're going to be doing.
We're going to do a song that's going to be featured on our brand new live CD, which is called Live at the Bevy. This is called Drag Me Under.
All this contemplating, why do I feel this way? 'Cause we are complicating. Simba thinks of every day. You say that you can hear me, searching for a better way. But you want to be near me, but I'm just pushing you.
They're going to play us into our break. Folks, once again, you're listening to Mama's Black Sheep. And they're going to be back with more. Ashlyn Miller, Laura Cerulli on vocals. Thank you. We're going to be right back.
Hot topics. Welcome back to the Maggie Linton Show.
You're listening to drummer and vocalist Laura Cerulli and vocalist and guitarist Ashlyn Miller. They are known as Mama's Black Sheep. Your voices, you know, for 10:30 in the morning. Listen, I've heard voices that were should be here and shouldn't be here, but you definitely, you're fabulous. I love it.
Thank you. You're
giving a lot of variety too to folks. So you've got next 2 days, tonight, tomorrow, you're in Rehoboth.
We are.
And you were saying that you're there once a month?
Yeah, Rehoboth is sort of our little home away from home. We love going down there to the beach, and it's just a great place to be and great place to see people. And lots of people can come. You know, we see people from all over the country because they're on vacation mm-hmm. or whatever. But we are there every single month. We are in Rehoboth Beach, except for February, because we do a long winter tour when we go to the Caribbean and we do not come back to the beach in the winter.
I didn't want to be here in February either this year. Exactly. So I totally get what you're talking about. Do you always play at the pond?
Always at the pond. That's our home away from home right there.
All right. But you've got another where you introduce the new album on the 18th.
The 20th. Okay. 20th of this month, we are having our big album release show. And our new release is actually not just a CD, it's a DVD and CD. It's the first time we've ever done a live concert video, so we're really excited to get this out to everyone. The release show is Sunday, March 20th, when we're doing that here in the D.C. metro area at Jam and Java, which is in Vienna.
Yeah. Well, you won't see me there. Because that's to me a pack a suitcase and go to listen to a concert.
I know.
You know, we people from Maryland.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, we got to go there. Unless you're on the Rockville side.
What?
Unless you're on the west side of it. You know, we stay otherwise. But you do have a concert on the 18th at the White Oak Tavern in Ellicott City. Now there I can get to.
There you go. That's a great place.
It is.
Like a little brewery, restaurant place. Fantastic.
Great food, yeah.
Yeah, and really supportive of local music and original musicians, you know, which is something that we don't always find everywhere. You know, a lot of people like to have cover bands and that kind of stuff. And we play covers as well, but many times it's really cool to find a place that'll support your original music too.
Yeah, very true. So when you get ready to put music together, how do you do that? Do you come up with the song first, the music first, what?
Usually you ask yourself the question, what's the point? What are you trying to describe?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, you know, you're trying to describe love. Then you write the first verse about love, and then the second verse about love, and the chorus about love, and then the bridge, which is the switch up, you would write about the lack thereof. So it's kind of a formula that you use, and some songs come out different than others. Some come out in 10 seconds, some come out in 2.5 years.
it depends a lot.
How long did it take to put this new album DVD together? And are you just DVDing it at one single venue, or is it a compilation of?
It is one venue. It's one full live concert from a venue called the Bevy, which is in the Cleveland metro area. We recorded it last fall in November, and so it's a, you know, it's like the full concert from beginning to end, all the way through the encore song, and it's pretty exciting. It's taken us a long time. You know, we just finished up all the final editing, so you can imagine from November until March, and we're releasing it shortly. So it's been a long time in the works getting it ready.
So you're really feeling good about it, though, too.
We're super excited. Yeah.
Very excited, yeah.
And your website is full of great pictures and stuff, too. And so who's a photographer, or do you have one?
We do. Our violinist is actually our photographer. Oh. She's from right here in Washington, D.C. Her name's Helen Houseman, and she's a fantastic photographer, as well as a super talented violinist.
And she does mostly pet photography. So given that we are Mama's
shout
Black
out
Sheep.
For Helen there.
Yeah, Mama's Black Sheep, we count in the pet category. Plus,
there you
I was
go.
Born in the Chinese year of the dog, so.
Perfect.
By the way, if anybody has any questions or comments, you're certainly welcome to join us. The number is 866-801-8255. Once again, 866-801-8255. We're talking with Ashlyn Miller and Laura Cerulli. They are Mama's Black Sheep. As we look at your careers and the variety, was there anything that you were particularly drawn to that you said, I got to do this?
Well, I think for speaking musically in general, for anyone who's a performer and especially a performer who's had longevity in this field and has been doing it a long time like we have, you really have to have a love of the job itself. You really have to like love getting up every day and doing what we do, you know, traveling and meeting new people and being in a new place and sleeping in a different bed every night. You know, like you really have to enjoy the whole logistical side of it, I think, as much as the art itself. You really have to want it, because it's a heck of a lot of work if you don't want it, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. It's sort of I think for both of us, we've always been I think we sort of have gypsy souls, you know what I mean? So we have the travel bug, and we want to keep moving.
How about you, Ashlyn?
We have a lot of people say to us, you know, I don't know how you can do that. How can you be in a new state every single day? And, you know, I say the same thing back to all of you guys who can stay in the same house every single night. How can you do that? Like, I would feel so trapped. I have to go. And there's such a strong draw for Laura and I both to take music to people. People can't always get to music, but we can get to them. So that's what we try and do. The fans are really what keep us going. Like, if people are on their cell phones and not really listening to what we're doing and not feeling it,
you want to throw stuff at them.
Then
don't
we're
you?
Just like, yeah, kind of. We feel like wah wah wah, you know. But if they're really into it and they're dancing and paying attention, then we have a much better show. So just keep that in mind, folks, when you come hear us. Come on up and dance and sing and do whatever you want to do to have a good time.
And you mentioned you have a violinist, so you pick up instruments every now and then.
Yeah, and we also have a bass player, Robin mm-hmm. Elder, and Helen Hausman on violin and Robin Elder on bass. They'll both be performing with us on the 20th at Jam and Java for our CD release.
Yeah, so sometimes it's a duo, sometimes it's more.
Yeah, many times a duo, but every once in a mm-hmm. while we get lucky and have some other people on stage too.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, how do you find them?
We've known both of them for a long time, so they're family. But we do run into other artists from time to time. If we have a second to talk about our spring, our spring tour that's coming up, we do this annual tour every year called Sirens.
That's why you're here. You
called Sirens of Spring. The Sirens of Spring tour. This is the fourth year we're doing it, and it's a co-built tour that we started with ourselves and with another a great singer songwriter out of Philadelphia called Christine Havrilla. She's fantastic, and we love doing shows with her. And it's always great to, you know, be able to share musically on stage and that kind of thing, which we don't always get to do. And we don't always even get to see other live music too much because we're so busy with our own touring schedule. But
ships passing in the night.
Exactly. But Sirens of Spring has been really fun for us because we get to tour with Christine, and we have picked up some additional artists in different towns along the way. This year, you know, it started like as a week-long thing, and now we've grown into this year it's 22 days long. Wow. We're hitting 15 cities.
You are on the road.
We are. We're kicking off here in D.C., in Arlington, actually, at a new venue called Seacraft Brewing. And we have a special guest that night. Our good friends Sweet Lita out of Annapolis are going to be on the bill that night as well, and they're fabulous. So that show kicks it off on Earth Day, because we thought Sirens of Spring, you know, be cool to kick it off on Earth mm-hmm. Day. Why not? So April 22nd there. And we run all the way through May 13th, and we wrap up at the World Cafe Live in Philadelphia, or in Wilmington, I'm sorry, Delaware. But in between, we're hitting, you know, Cleveland and St. Louis and Atlanta and all over Virginia, North Carolina, lots of places. So. Yeah. It's a big tour and lots of fun and sort of a little bit of a whirlwind, but it gives us the opportunity to play with other people and sort of collaborate musically, which is really special for us.
Yeah, and this is your third album that's coming out?
Yes.
Is that right? Well, talk about the other two, because folks need to know. I know they're going to remember Mama's Black Sheep, because that's, I like the way you said, yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Some people like to buy our T-shirts just because it says Mama's Black Sheep, and they know, like, oh, I got to get that for my cousin or
that's
my
right,
brother.
You got a store on your website, you know.
Yeah, the Sheep Shop, of course.
The Sheep Shop,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where you can get sheared.
Exactly. Our very first album that we put out is called Unmarked Highway, and that's a studio album. We have all original songs on that one. And it's more like what you hear on radio, you know, not live like this. The second one is a live recorded album over 13 different venues, does it?
Yeah, I think 11, like 11,
different,
11
ven- venues.
11 different venues.
Wow.
And
then we just made a compilation of recordings from 11 different venues and picked the best ones and stuck those on a CD. That's the second one. And then this next one is going to be live at the Bevy, and that'll be a DVD and CD combo, so it'll be both.
And all of it's original material, too.
Almost all of it. The live albums, we did incorporate two covers on Driving On, which was our first live CD, and there's 8 originals and 5 of our most requested covers on this new album, so it's 13 tracks long.
So what are the most requested? Because, from what I heard, going to the website, you know, everything else, I would request everything, but, you know, I'm a music lover. I really am, so, yeah, but go ahead.
Well, we actually put it out to our fans to see which songs people responded to the most that they would like to have recorded. So on the new recording, we ended up doing A Thousand Years, which is a Christina Perry song. We did a song by OAR out of Rockville, Maryland. The song is called Peace. We did.
We could use a little bit more of that around this
couldn't
world,
we all, couldn't we? Couldn't we all use
love
a little
and
more of
peace
that.
Both?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
God Gave Me You, Dave Barnes.
That's a Dave Barnes, Blake Shelton song. And a. Dock of the Bay is our encore song.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Otis Redding?
Yep, Otis Redding.
Some Otis Redding, my. Yep.
Yeah.
And there's one more in there, which is escaping me.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. I just hit you with it. It's all right.
We have a new original song that we'd love to share if you're okay with it.
Hey, that's fine with me.
That's the reason this song
No, I don't want you to play anymore.
No more playing.
No, go right ahead.
This song is actually one of the most requested songs since people have been picking it up, hearing it, and whatever. It's called Spoonin', and it's different because it's the first song that Laura and I have ever co-written together.
It is, yeah.
We usually write separately and then arrange together, but this is a 50-50 co-write, so it's pretty exciting for both of us. And if you'd like, share it
with love you. Spooning, so go right ahead.
For all the spooners, I'm gonna play my knees on this one, I
think. Okay.
I think it works better for this song. If I played the spoons, I would do that, but I don't play the spoons.
Some girls like a fancy gourmet dinner. Some they like a great big diamond ring. Well, let me put your mind at ease. I'm a simple woman with simple needs, requiring only the simplest of things. Oh, we're spooning all through the night. Spooning, holding you so tight. Spooning with my baby tonight. Spooning till the morning light. Spooning makes my whole world right. Spooning with my baby tonight. I ain't just another piece of chicken. So take a look and see what you've been missing. The one thing to make this it ain't the sauce, it ain't the sweet. It's you plus me, so come on in my kitchen. Oh, we're spooning all through the night. Spooning, holding you so tight. Spooning with my baby tonight. Spooning till the morning light. Spooning makes my whole world right. Spooning with my baby. Keep you searching for their secrets all your lives. Well, you open up that kitchen drawer, you find out what I'm looking for, right between the forks and the knives. Oh, we're spooning all through the night. Spooning, holding you so tight. Spooning with my baby tonight. Spooning till the morning light. Spooning makes my whole world right. Spooning with my baby tonight. Now I am one to love biscuits and gravy and all the sopping goodness that my grandma always made me. But I still deem you my favorite. There ain't nothing better than spooning with my baby. There ain't nothing better than spooning with my baby. There ain't nothing better than spooning with my baby.
Baby. I'm applause of one, but I know a lot of people out there are smiling and enjoying this one. That is a very cool song.
You,
and I was just thinking, because I was talking to a friend downstairs before I came up today, and I said, spooning with my husband is what got me this cold. Because
oh.
You know, he was sick. I hadn't been sick. And by the when the weekend was over, boom, I had a cold. And I said, don't breathe on me. Get off me. You know? So, I love that song.
Thank you.
And is that's on the new one?
Yes.
All right. Well, folks, go check them out. Let's talk about one more. Tonight, tomorrow night, you're
in Rehoboth at the Pond.
At the Pond.
Hour,
yeah.
6 to 9, 5:30 to 8:30.
Yeah. So it's 6 p.m. tonight, 5:30. You know, Rehoboth's just right down the road.
Oh,
and it's time to get down to the beach
time
for the
to
weekend.
Be at the beach while you don't have to pay for parking.
Yes, exactly. 5:30 tomorrow night. White Oak Tavern in Ellicott City, 7 p.m. on the 18th. And then on the 20th, it is Come On, Come Y'all, the DVD and CD release, right?
Yep, Jam and Java at 8 p.m.
All right.
There are still tickets available, but that one's going to sell out. So if you're that one's going to sell out.
Go check them out. Vienna, Virginia. Thank you so much, ladies. Good talking with you. Vocalist and guitarist Ashlyn Miller and drummer and vocalist Laura Cerulli. They are Mama's Black Sheep. Tour and website, mamasblacksheep.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Guess what? Mama's Black Sheep. Monday, the dynamic Ruth Pointer with her memoir, Still So Excited, My Life as a Pointer Sister, and Chris Young, the former talent executive for The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, will talk about his true passion, which is gardening. Folks, you've been listening to The Maggie Linton Show, and you can listen to the girls as we go out. It is Mama's Black Sheep. Thank you so much. I wish you nothing but God's blessings and much continued success. Go check them out, folks. They're awesome. Don't forget to turn your clocks back. All this negativity's consuming who you are. You got to let it go. Let it go.